Hey guys, and welcome back to the podcast. Today I'm actually changing up the location, and I'm actually changing up the time, because normally I do it late at night, and today I'm doing it at 7:35, so that's like a new personal best, kinda. I feel like I've had a few more earlier ones, but this is still pretty good. I'm also doing it from my car. Well, I'm doing it from my back garden slash car. Like, I'm just sitting in my car. My legs are kinda tired after, like, I'm not sure, just walking about all day. I'm not sure if you can hear that too, but the sprinkler system is on, and one of the sprinklers is hitting this metal pole, and so it makes a loud noise every once in a while, like every minute or so, I'm not sure. I also decided to do it in the car because, like, the house is kind of loud, and also I've been hearing that they can overhear my podcasts, so I feel kind of like weird knowing that they can hear my podcast. So I decided to change it up and do it out here, where they're like less like involved. I'm not sure, just less overhearing the podcasts. So today is gonna be the day, I think. You know, I'm not even sure if you will listen to this podcast before your exam. Because if you leave at 6, I'm not sure. Will you wake up at 5:50 to listen to a podcast or whatever? I'm not sure if that's ideal for you. And also, you've got to study for exams. So I'll understand if you hold back a bit and wait till the exam is finished and then listen to this podcast. But if you are listening before you take the exam, I wish you the best of luck. I know you can do it. It's the final one. And then afterwards, I better see this dance video. Yes, I just said dance video because you said you're gonna celebrate with maybe a dance. And so now I just guaranteed that there's gonna be a dance video. So I wanna see it because after you finish, I'll still have 2 hours before my exam, and then I've got a 3-hour exam from 7 to 10, and I think I just need that boost of confidence. I think I need to go into that exam with the positivity after seeing a dance. But if you don't do a dance video, like maybe a Michael Jackson TikTok of you dancing is just as good, if not better. So keep that in mind too, if you want, you know. If you want to make me happy today, you know, maybe a bit of Michael Jackson, because I might be a bit stressed, you know. It's the final one, you know, and it's a good way to celebrate the end of the year, a little of Michael Jackson. So I'm just putting it out there. I might do a 11-11 wish on it, but I don't think I will, because it seems a bit too forced. You know, I want that moment when I see this Michael Jackson video to not be like too forced. I just want to see it, you know, that like magical moment where, like, I'm not sure, that little spark. Cannot wait. Also, it currently feels like summer. It feels so much like summer. I'm super excited. Like, I've been listening to country music all day, basically. And I'm not sure what your opinion is on country music. I'm not sure. I think country music for me is my guilty pleasure. Like, I hate admitting it. And I don't really, like, if I'm with friends and stuff, I wouldn't turn it on. But if it's on, I'm, like, jamming to it. I have to say, country music is my guilty pleasure. Like, I don't want to admit it, but it is. Especially when driving, like, I've already decided that I'll probably drive up to your place listening to a country playlist, or the Owen playlist that you made me, because I love it. I don't think I'm a podcast type of guy. Like, they're interesting. I'm not sure. I just feel like I kind of like that move. I kind of like that movement of music, or like just dancing and singing, and just like sometimes sometimes you're going through like a few bad songs or like one or two bad songs, and then just a banger comes on, and then you're just like bopping it, like you're bopping to it, and it's just amazing, you know. I also feel like maybe it's because I have a bit of an ADHD. Well, I'm not ADHD at all, but I kind of am. Like, I can't... Listening to a podcast just seems long. It seems, like, drawn out a bit sometimes. Unless I'm, like, really involved in it, I can't. And then also, like, I notice this too. If I'm, like, sitting still or if I'm, like, laying in bed, I have to move some part of my body. Like, I normally move my feet quite a bit in bed. Like, just before bed, I normally do, like, a little run. Like, I just move my feet like I'm running. I know that's kind of weird. I probably shouldn't have said that, but I did. I feel like I don't do it in front, like, I'm not sure. I didn't do it, like, if my friends, like, if Joe was in my bed, like, when he was, or something like that, I don't do it in front of people. I just feel kind of weird, you know. Maybe I'll get comfortable enough to show you, but who knows. Maybe I'll be forever embarrassed if I do it, and you would take the mick out of me. We just don't know what would happen. But I probably will do it in front of you. There's just no reason not to. I need to set a reminder, actually. For Wednesday, maybe. It's just a reminder of, like, things that I need for yours. And there's not much. It's just, I'm setting a reminder for Via's skateboard. Because I kind of feel weird having it for this long. You know, I'm kind of taking away from her skateboard ability, because I'm not allowing it to happen, which I feel bad about. And I'm just thinking maybe you will see her before I see her. And I also felt like I could drop it off at her house, because I'm kind of in that direct, like, going through that direction. But I also felt like it would be weird if I turn up to her house. Like, I'm not sure. I feel like it would be weird if I turn up to her house. You comment below and tell me what you think I should do. I think I should just bring it to yours, but I can drop it off there. I'm not sure. Who knows? And also, maybe they don't want visitors because of quarantine. That could be a bad thing. Maybe they'll have to, like, desanitize it. They'll be like, no. What else? Also, I'm sorry because I didn't play Low by Flo Rida today, because I forgot to set up. And I know that's probably what got you through the last drive, but I'm not sure. Maybe you don't need... Maybe... I'm not sure. Do you need music? I was just thinking maybe you don't want music because that will, like, hype you up, and then you won't want to do... Like, then you won't want to be quizzed by Jerry in the car about the exam. That's how I feel. Like, I feel like when I'm driving, it's a secret moment where I don't want to talk about work. Like, it's my time to, like, relieve all the stress and just be like, nah, don't. This is about, like, just driving, just going with it. Like, I'm not going to do work. And maybe if I play music to wake you up, you'll be like, nah, I just feel like I want to just listen to music in the car. And maybe that would be a bad thing. Who knows? What else? I'm trying to think of things in my car. I'm not sure. I decided to clean my car a bit because there's sand everywhere, and my whole family was like, Owen, if Waverly goes in your car, she'll just think you're like trashy or something, because there's literally, it's literally a beach. Well, it was a beach. There's like so much sand. Like, there was a pool of sand in the passenger seat, and they were like, Owen, she's gonna think you're like, you're just a dirty guy. I was like, okay, I'll clean it. But I thought it was kind of cool because it was basically like a beach in my car. I'm kind of wanting to now put a bunch of sand in my car and make it a beach. I'm not sure. Maybe there'll be some type of... maybe it'll like affect the braking system or something, and then I'll be screwed. But other than that, it could be fun just to have a beach and just put your feet through the sand. They told me that I have to take a bath before I go to your place. And like, I'm going to take showers. Like, I take a shower every day, if not like twice a day, sometimes morning and night. But they're like, your feet are disgusting because I've been walking around. Like, today I went, like, just then I was in, like, my feet were in mud, and I was just like shoveling mud and mulch into a bucket, and my feet were like just gross. And they're like, I mean, you're gonna have to take a bath and get all that mud out of your feet because it's disgusting. Like, and I can see why they think that, because right now I'm looking at my feet and I'm outside right now, so it's not like weird, but there's like a couple of bugs on them. Like, that actually sounds disgusting. It's like, and it's smaller than ants. It's like tiny bugs, and it's only like four tiny bugs on my feet. It's nothing big. Now I'm trying to like backtrack my sentence, because now I realize that I just sound disgusting because they're like forcing me to take a bath and there were bugs on my feet. But it's not that disgusting. Like, everything is clean apart from my feet, and they're not too bad. But they said a bath, because showers don't really clean the feet. Because if you think about it, how can you clean your feet in a shower other than like sitting down? And to be fair, on like bad days, I normally sit in the shower. I didn't do that at college because that'd be disgusting, because ever since a roommate's hair, like a bunch of roommate, like I was just like in the shower and I sat down, and then all my roommate's hair stuck, like all my sweet mates and roommate's hair stuck to me, and I was just like disgusted. So ever since then, I've never sat in a shower for public use. I just use the shower that I use. But I am excited for Thursday. So close. I'm actually not sure how I'm gonna react, because I feel like my instinct is gonna be like run towards you and like hug and kiss you. But then I also feel like, because I haven't met your parents or brothers yet, I haven't met your mum, or I haven't met Jerry yet, that would be kind of weird if I just like hug and kiss you right in front of them if they're there. So I might have to like restrain myself till I introduce myself. I would say like, every mum, knock on wood, every mum loves me, basically, knock on wood, like of my friends. But I always find that like initial one so weird. I feel like they're judging me, and that they have like x-ray vision, and they're looking into my skull, and they're like, his brain is like 5 millimeters by 5, wait, that's tiny. His brain's like, da-da-da. Like, they can just read my brain and they can do all that stuff. Sometimes I think that and I'm like, okay, this is, the mum's gonna put a thumb strap down. But I'm gonna end it here, and I'm gonna wish you good luck on the exam. If you've already taken it, I wanna see this dance video. I really do, because that's gonna be the highlight of my day by far. It's also supposed to rain, so I'm not very happy for that. So I'd love to see a dance video. I love you so much, and I know you would do great. And I can't believe the first year's over. So have a great day. Also, I just thought of something. I'm gonna make a prediction that your podcast for me today it's going to be, like, how time flies so quickly, or, like, how the first year is over. I'm not sure. I feel like that's the only reason I didn't do that podcast is because I didn't even think of that podcast before I did this. But now saying that, I'm pretty sure you would do that, and I just want to put my prediction out there, so when if it happens, you'll be like, whoa, Owen can read minds, and so I should probably be careful what I think around him. But you actually don't, because I cannot read minds. But goodbye. I love you so much, and I cannot wait to see you. Bye. Love you.